Hi there. The word for you today is set free from the fear of dying. In Hebrews 2 verse 15, the Bible addresses this universal fear we all deal with. And here's the words the verse uses. Set free from the fear of dying. Joe Bailey, who lost 3 sons, says, at the hospital after we buried her 5-year-old, I saw a little boy playing on the floor. He has the same problem your son had, the secretary said, while I sit down next to his mother. It's hard bringing him here for tests, isn't it? I said. Hard? I die every time. Her voice trailed off. It's good to know, I spoke softly, choosing my words carefully, that although the medical outlook is hopeless, after our children die, they'll be removed from suffering and be well and happy. She replied, if only I could believe that. But I don't. I'll just have to cover him up with dirt and forget I ever had him. Bailey wanted to be alone with his grief, but he felt compelled to speak. He said, I'm glad I don't feel that way. We covered our little boy with dirt yesterday, and I'm here today to thank the doctor for his kindness. She replied, you look like a rational person. How can you possibly believe the death of a man or a little boy is any different from the death of an animal? That woman was being honest, deeply honest, at the point of her most profound grief. Max Lucado writes, and I quote, heaven enjoys a maternity ward reaction. Angels watch the way grandparents monitor delivery room doors. They can't see the new arrival. While we're driving hearses, they're hanging streamers. Jesus came, quote, to free all who lived as slaves from the fear of dying. Heaven knows no untimely death. David said, Psalm 139, verse 16, before I was born, every day of my life was recorded in your book. So here's the bottom line. Fear and dread end when you know that heaven is your true home.